Today, we have artist Melissa Wiederek releasing their first project on our blogs titled Sudfa. Good morning. How are you doing, Melissa?
Good, how are you?
I am excellent. So happy to have you on today and be releasing your project. Why don't we get started by telling the community a little bit about your background?
Sure. Okay, so I've been a generative artist basically since I was in high school. Taught myself to code really early on, and I was into art, so I just naturally kind of got into generative art. But then I went to university for computer science and I got a master's degree. But after college, I decided not to get a regular job and I wanted to go into generative art full time. But back then we didn't have NFTs and stuff, so I put together my own version of a way to make money, and I did generative service pattern design. I was selling patterns on Microstock websites. I did that for about 3 years, and then I discovered the NFT market. So I put up a couple NFT collections, actually 4 of them, in the past couple months, and now I'm really excited to be here on ArtBlocks.
Amazing. And then so what how did you first learn about NFTs and then eventually ArtBlocks?
Actually, it's kind of funny. I got an email from Snowfro back in November 2019. He
Wow.
had seen some of my work on Reddit, and he contacted me about some generative manufacturing idea, but he happened to mention to me this thing he was working on called ArtBlocks. And I was like, that's really cool. But then he asked me to install MetaMask, and I was like, I don't know what blockchain is, and I don't know what MetaMask is, and I don't really know you, and I'm not ready for this right now. So I totally turned him down, and we didn't talk again for like 2 years. And then I randomly happened to come across an article around November or December 2021. It was saying like generative art is taking over the NFT market. It's doing this and that. It's amazing. And I was like, whoa, wait, what? What am I missing? So I didn't remember at the time that ArtBlocks was the same thing that he mentioned to me. So I was like geeking out about ArtBlocks for a couple months before I realized. And then when I realized it was the same thing he mentioned to me, it was like major facepalm moment.
That's a really crazy origin story. That's my first time hearing that too. That's incredible. Are there any specific artists or pieces of art that inspired you to begin creating generative art?
Yeah, definitely. So the first artist that I really got inspired by was Jared Tarbell. My favorites of his are Substrate and Sandstroke. And so like when I saw his work, I knew that generative art combined with good colors and texture and everything could produce some really, really amazing, beautiful art. And then also, I think it was around 2017 when I started doing generative art again, I was really inspired by Tyler Hobbs because like everybody else would just use the built-in, line functions and ellipse functions and everything that's built into processing. But he somehow, I don't even know how he does it, honestly, but he had like his own brush strokes and his own calligraphy strokes, and he had really good color taste. So I was really inspired by him as well.
Cool. And then so that leads us to today, the project you're releasing, Sudfa. Can you share with the audience more about that?
Yeah, so Sudfa was inspired by the beauty that can be found in messes and mistakes and failures and accidents. And it centers around this pure black how do you say it? Calligraphic line. And then some digital liquid has been spilled or brushed on it. And so the piece for me is all about the interaction between the line and the liquid and the beauty that occurs in that interaction and the beauty that can emerge from an accident.
Very beautiful. And then, so what was your approach for creating it? I know we did a Mentors and Makers discussion. I learned more about it, but I think the audience now would love to hear you more about your process.
Yeah, so I actually woke up in the middle of the night one night and I just had this clear vision in my head of a line. It was vertical at the time. It went from top to bottom, and I imagined it go like wiggling around randomly in the middle and then being messed up with water. And I mean, it's pretty close to what I ended up with in the end. Eventually, I turned it on its side, so it's a landscape piece and the line comes up from a baseline, and I turned the line into a calligraphy stroke, and I made like a million adjustments along the way. And added blots and stuff. But honestly, the spirit of the piece was there from the very beginning.
Can you talk to us about your approach for selecting your color palettes?
Sure. I'm really drawn to colors that you find in, like, for example, faded rugs, Persian rugs, or ceramics. So sometimes I like take a picture and like lift colors out of it. Sometimes I also like way less romantically just open the Photoshop color picker and, shove around the sliders and stuff and grab colors. So I've come up with a set of about, I don't know, 30-ish colors that I use all the time for all my projects right now. And what I really like to do is give the whole set to the algorithm and tell it, for each project to pick like maybe 2 to 6 colors randomly from it and then use that as the palette for each piece. And I love how this approach like makes all the pieces in the set like cohesive and match each other, but each one is very unique and has its own color scheme. And I'm often very surprised by the combinations that it picks.
I was gonna say, scrolling through the test mints, there's a few gems I see, like palette wise that really stick out. So I'm very curious to see what comes out the minter today. Were there any bugs in your code that you found about and decided to leave in because you're, pleasantly surprised with the output?
So it's not exactly a bug, but something did happen while I was coding it that really wasn't for me intentionally at all, and I feel like it makes the piece. At one point while I was coding, the code got really, really slow, and I decided to try to optimize it. And so I started thinking about it, and I realized that this blur function, that's kind of the central piece to the spill, was really the bottleneck of the project. So I went and I started decreasing the quality of it little by little. I had it at 100 to start, and then I just went down, 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 and see how far I could push it down. I made it all the way down to 3, quality of 3, and I was like instantly shocked because all of a sudden the spill had like so much more texture and character than I did before. And I really didn't expect that or intend for it, but I totally kept it, and I was really excited about that.
The spills are definitely my favorite part so far that I've seen. It has such an organic feel to it. It's honestly pretty mind-blowing that a computer generates these, and it's not someone actually spilling ink on paper. Do you have any words of advice for generative artists who are just starting to code their own project?
Yeah, so my advice, I would say, depends on where you're coming from. So if you're an artist coming at coding, I would say just keep pushing through and learning the code, and you will do amazing projects before you know it. But if you're coming at generative art from like a technical background, and you already know how to code, but you're just starting out with the art, I would say the most important thing is to make a lot of work as fast as you can. Just iterate, iterate, iterate as fast as you can. Because the more work you make, the more bad stuff you can get out of the way, and the sooner you can get into making really good stuff. I would also say look at good traditional art that you admire and see if you can use it as inspiration for your generative art.
That's great advice. A portion of sales are going to charity. Can you tell us about the charity and why it's important to you?
So my plan is to donate 25% of the proceeds above resting price for education for girls in Sudan. So it depends on how much is raised. I really have no idea how much will be raised. So if it's a lot, I would build a school. And if it's not, we would donate to an existing girls' school for like renovations and equipment and whatever else they need.
Incredible. Really looking forward to seeing where that goes. Do you have any NFTs that you'd like to share available outside of ArtBlocks?
Yeah, definitely. In the last couple of months, I've released 4 collections on FX Hash. I started with Untitled, and then I did Marble Opulence and Shulk and Orbs. And you can find all of those if you go to my Twitter and hit my Linktree link and scroll down to FX Hash. You can find all of those.
Awesome. We're about 5 minutes out from the project releasing. Is there anything else you would like to add before we sign off?
Yeah, I want to thank a lot of people if I can. So, first of all, my family, my husband, and 5 kids for their patience while I was spending a lot of time working on this. Also, Snowfro and Jeff Davis and Sarah Rosian and Mad Penny from ArtBlocks were all amazing and made the process from start to finish really, really smooth and pleasant. And then also Emily Chi and Pattern.co and Thomason Peterson, Arvig, Peter Pasma, and I'm sure I'm missing some of these, so I'll just say all the artists, especially from the Generative Art Club, that helped me along in some way or another, and I owe them a really huge thanks.
Amazing. So I want to do a quick outro for everyone. Project today is Sudfa. It's by Melissa Wiedirecht. The project size is 401. It's a descending auction starting at a price of 4 ETH and will exponentially decrease until the resting price of 0.25 ETH is met or sold out. As she mentioned, 25 of all proceeds above resting price will be donated to charity. And finally, I want to thank Melissa and everyone who joined to listen today.
Thank you very much.
Of course, super excited. Happy minting, everyone.